This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Brachos, tape number 3. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Yeshua ben Rav Chaim Weg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. A Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding in the middle of the fourth parak in Masechta Brachos, parak Tfilas HaShachar, and we're at the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We were discussing the Zmanim for the different Tfilas of the day, and we had a Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav, which said that Shacharis, the Zman of Shacharis, is a Machlokes, whether the end of Shacharis is Chatzos or Dalet Shais, Mincha, whether the end of Mincha was Ha'erev or Plag HaMincha, whether Marav is Eim Le'Kva, meaning it's through the night, or whether it's at a point earlier, and Musaf is all day. Rabbi Yehuda said, Musaf is at Zayin Shais. And here we were discussing the halachas of Seif Zman Mincha. And here the Gemara had said, from the actions of Rav, we learned three things. Number one, on Erev Shabbos, one can daven Marav for Shabbos early. As we mentioned, there was a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether the Zman of Mincha is Ad HaErev, meaning until Shkia, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. According to that, Marav can then be davened from that point and on. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that the Zman of Mincha is only up until Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, but one can daven Marav then right after Plag HaMincha, right after that point in time. And what this Gemara is saying is that even though normally if a person holds, like the Chachamim, that Mincha is Ad HaErev, meaning that Marav cannot be davened until after Shkia, still in all, on Erev Shabbos, if one wants, they can daven Marav before Shkia. And they can, in other words, make an early Shabbos, as long as they had daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, so there shouldn't be a question of Tarti Desasri. Number two, from the actions of Rav, we also learned that a Talmud is allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei behind his Rebbe, if he is a Talmud Chaver. And number three, when one is davening Shmoneh Esrei, one is not allowed to pass in front of him, within the Dalai Amas of this person. This is because you may disturb his tefillas, and also because the Shechina is directly in front of him, so you don't want to interrupt between him and the Shechina as he's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer said that if someone is mispalel behind his Rebbe, or says to his Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem, but he doesn't add the words Rebbe Umari, or he doesn't ask his Rebbe Rishus to give a shir, all these cases are gurim that the Shechina will leave Klal Yisrael. Now, when he said before that if someone is mispal behind his Rebbe, that's no good, Rashi explains it's because either because of Gaiva, or Taisu says it's because it looks like he's bowing down to his Rebbe. The Gemara says once a person davens Kabbalah Shabbos and Marif, even if he davens early, it becomes usur to do Malacha on Friday, but this is only if it's all done after Plag HaMincha. Shmuel says, if one makes an early Shabbos, he can also make Kiddush early as well, and eat the Suda also. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samach Zayin Sif Beis paskins like this as well. If one needs to do a Devar Mitzvah, he can daven Marav early on Motzei Shabbos and make Havdalah. Of course, Malacha is Aser, and even this Heter is only L'Devar Mitzvah. Whether Marav is Rishus or Chayva is a Machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua says Marav is Rishus, Rabbi Gamliel says it's a Chayva. Taisus adds that Rishus does not mean that it's optional, but rather if someone has a different Mitzvah to do, then that mitzvah may take precedent over Marav. But Stam, Marav is a chayva. And even according to the Mandi Amar, who holds Tfilas Arbis as Rishus, it's still really a chayva. On a number of occasions, Rabbi Gamliel treated Rabbi Yeshua very harshly in the Beis Medrash, in front of the other Talmidim, and because of this, they wanted to remove him from his position. So they asked, who would replace him? They said it can't be Rabbi Yeshua because he was an Ogea Bedover, and people might think it was a conflict of interest, so to say. Not Rabbi Akiva, because he had no Zchus Avais. How about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Mara said he would be the perfect candidate, because he's a Chacham, he's an Ashir, and he's the 10th generation from Ezra, which means he has Zchus Avais. So they sent a group to ask him if he wanted to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And he answered by saying, I must go and consult with my wife. She was concerned that since he was only 18 years old, he was very young at that time, and he had no white hairs, he would look too young to be a Rosh Yeshiva. A nes happened on that day, and his hair turned white. And that's what's meant when we say during the Pesach Seder, when he said, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. Daf Chav Ches. On that day, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Rosh Yeshiva, they took away the guard from the door of the Beis HaMedrash, who Rabban Gamliel had installed. This guard used to say, any Talmud who is not Teche Kebare, meaning that his inside does not match his outside, should not enter the Beis Medrash. But when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Rosh Yeshiva, he opened it up for anyone to come in. And because of that, they added many benches on that day. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel felt bad because of this, that maybe he may have prevented some good people from coming in to the Beis Medrash. In addition, on that day, Masechta Edius was learnt, and anywhere in Shas where it says, Bay Bayim, it refers to this day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Rosh Yeshiva. And all of these shilas brought on that day, the Bay Bayim, were paskened in Masechta Edius. The Gemara says, even though Amayinu Mayav Asurin Lavay B'Kahal Hashem, but since Sancheirev mixed up all the nations, and we don't know who is really an Amayini or a Mayavi, they can marry. Since we say the rule is called the Parish Meruba Parish, anything which is separated from its main place, we say that it comes, we have to calculate it based on Raiv, and if Raiv of the situation is one way, we can paskin that way for this thing that was separated. Since these people and many people left their main tribes, and most of the Umos in the world are allowed to marry into Bnei Yisrael, we assume that if someone comes along, he probably comes from the Raiv, not from Amon Amayev, and therefore, like all the rest of them, he would be mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. This is in famous contrast. The famous contrast here is to the call of Kol Kivua Kemechtza Al Mechzadami. And the case here, the well-known case, is a case of if there are 10 meat stores in a particular city, 9 of the stores are kosher, and 1 is treif. So if one bought a piece of meat, and now he says, you know, I don't remember whether I bought it from a kosher store or a treif store, but he knows he bought from one of them. Here we say, even though rive of the stores, 9 out of the 10 stores are kosher and only 1 is treif, we say the meat is usher, because the 10 stores are kavua, the 10 stores are set. And the rule is, kol kavua, anything that's set, ki mechtza al mechtzadami, even though rive of the stores are mutter, but we consider it as mechtza al mechtza, 50-50, and 50-50 is not a rive, therefore the meat is usher. But if a person finds a piece of meat on the street in a city that has 10 kosher stores and 1 treifa store, since the meat is separated, it's parish from all the other stores, then we say, called the parish, meruba parish. We assume that since it's separated, it must have separated from the raif, and since 9 out of 10 stores are kosher, we can assume that this piece of meat is therefore kosher. The same thing here. Since the person is separated from the tribe, and we don't know where he came from, since raif of those tribes are mutter to marry, we assume he came from one of those tribes, and therefore he would be mutter to marry in as well. This entire case of Amayin Umayav was a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel had said Osir, Rabbi Yeshua had said Mutter. And Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua for Mechila for giving him so much tsar over this issue. And since he apologized, they reinstated him as a Rosh Hashiva. Some of the weeks Rabbi Gamliel gave the shir, and some of the weeks Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave the shir. And the reason they simply couldn't take the title away from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was because of Malin Bakodesh V'ein Meridin. Because a person cannot go down in Kedusha, can only go up. And the original Talmud who asked this Shaila of Arvis, Rishus, or Chayva was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. In the Machloikis of if Zman Mincha comes and one has not davened Musaf yet, Rabbi Yochanan says, La Halacha, one should daven Mincha first, like a Tanakama. Taisus says, based on this, on Yom Kippur one should complete Shacharis before 6.5 hours, so we can begin Musaf before the Zman of Mincha arrives, which is Mishesha Sumechza. But the Re argues and says even after 6.5 hours, it's mutter to daven Musaf first. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Simen Tov Reish Chaf, Shulchan Aruch, says it's better to try and begin Musaf before 6.5 hours, Lachatchila. But b'diavad, if 6.5 hours passes, he should still daven Musaf first, so as not to change the Seder Hayoim of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says when Reb Zera was tired of learning Torah, he would sit in front of the Beis Medrash and say, I will stand up and give kavod to the Talmidei Chachamim in order to get reward in Olam Haba. The Chidah, which is brought here in the Pesach Einayim, finds difficulty with the story of Reb Zera. First of all, he says Reb Zera was a Talmud Chacham himself, and therefore la halacha, he wasn't required to stand up for the Talmidim or the Rabbeim. Secondly, the Mishnah in Avay says that one should do mitzvahs only for the sake of doing the mitzvahs to make Hashem happy, and not for receiving schar, al tiyu kavadim hamishamshin, es harav al manas kabel pras. The Chidah answers that one question really cancels the other. He says that the principle of al tiyu kavadim hamishamshin es harav al manas kabel pras only applies to mitzvahs where a person is mechuyev, not to voluntary mitzvahs. Since, as Rashi says, Reb Zera would rise for the Talmidim, he was permitted, therefore, to ask for a reward, since really he was not halachically mechuyev to stand up for them. Reb Huna said that a person should not eat before davening Musaf, Rabbi Yochanan said it's also for someone davening biyachidus to daven before the time that the tzibor davens in shul. And the halacha is not like Rapuna, i.e. after shachris he makes kiddush, and then he's allowed to eat if he wants to before musaf. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana used to say a tefillah katsara before he went to the Beis HaMedrash, and he also said a tefillah katsara before he left the Beis HaMedrash. When he went in, he asked that he shouldn't give a wrong psak, and when he left, he was misbal in order to give thanks to Hashem that he was zeicha to be a member of the Beis HaMedrash learning Torah. The Gemara. What does one say? I.e., what exactly is the nusach of this tefillah? And the Gemara gives the exact nusach. From the Lashon of the Gemara, Mahu Aimer, the Rambam paskens that this tefillah isn't just a nice thing to say, but rather a chiyuv to say. In leaving, we thank Hashem for the fact that we work, and regular people work, but we get schar and olam haba, and they don't. And the Chafetz Chaim explains in the words, Anu amelam, umekablam schar, vehem amelam, ve'enu mekablam schar, with a mashal, that if a shoemaker toils and makes shoes, but in the end they don't fit the owner, he worked hard, but he'll get no schar. But for Torah, the measurement of schar is amelus, how much effort a person puts in. And even if one works hard and doesn't come up with the big chiddush, he still gets a lot of schar for all of the amelus that he put in. When Eliezer got sick, his talmidim came to visit him and receive his words of wisdom. He said, be careful in the kavod of your friends. Be sure your children sit among talmidei chachamim and don't just speak dvarim b'telem. When davening, be aware of who you're standing in front of. And if you do all these three things, you'll be zeicha to olam haba. The Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came to him when he was sick, and he gave them a bracha. And he said, Yehi ratzon shetehe meira shamayim aleichem kemeira basar vadam. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel said every day when someone says tefillah, he says a complete Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 brachas. Our tefillahs, by the way, today have 19 brachas. Rabbi Yeshua says, he says me'ein yudches, an abbreviated Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Akiva says, if someone is fluent in the words of tefillah, then he should say the full Shemoneh Esrei. But if he's not, he should say the shortened Shemoneh Esrei version. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oise tefilasei keva, ein tefilasei tachanunim. If someone takes his tefillah and views it as a burden, or doesn't have the proper kavana, that tefillah is not accepted. Rabbi Yeshua says, if someone goes to a dangerous place and cannot stop to daven Shemoneh Esrei, then he says a short tefillah. And the nusach of that tefillah is, Ha'isha Hashem es amcha es she'eris Yisrael b'chol parashas ha'ibur, yiyu tzvichehem lefonecha, baruch ata Hashem she'mea tefillah. If he is riding on a donkey and the zman tefillah arrives, he should get off the donkey and say Shemoneh Esrei. If he cannot get off the donkey, then he can daven on the donkey, but he turns his face toward Yerushalayim. And if he can't turn his face, he should turn his heart toward Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asks, why 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, it corresponds to the 18 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which David HaMelech said in Kapitel Chaf Tes, Havu Lashem b'nei Kelim. Rashi explains that this parak represents the concept of the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, Avos, Gvureis, and Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Yosef says, that it corresponds to the 18 names of Hashem said in Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Tanchum says it corresponds to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. The Gemara asks, why do we call it Shemoneh Esrei, 18? There are really 19 brachas. Rabbi Levi says the bracha of Olam al Shinim was really inserted later, and it was inserted in Yavne to deal with the Tzdukim. Shimon HaPakuli was the one who arranged the Seder and the Nusach of the 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei while in the yeshiva of Yavne. And Rabbi Gamliel asked Shmuel HaKotan to be mesaken a special bracha to deal with the tzdukim, v'lam al shinim alti sikva, and for those who slander, there should be no hope. Daf Chavtas. If a shliach tzibor made an error, we don't take him away from the position of bal tefillah unless he errs in the bracha of v'lam al shinim. If he errs there, we must be chayshish that he's a tzduki himself. Generally speaking, if a person is good his entire life, he will not become bad later on. The Gemara says on Shabbos, instead of 18 or the 19 brachas of regular Shemoneh Esrei, which we say during the week, we have only 7 brachas. The 3 at the beginning, the 3 at the end, and the 1 bracha in the middle, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And this is connected to 7 kailas that David brought regarding the Mayim, which is in Tehillim Chaf Tes. And on Rosh Hashanah there are 9 brachas. This is connected to the 9 times that Chana said the name of Hashem in her tefillah. And Chana is connected to Rosh Hashanah, since on Rosh Hashanah 3 women who couldn't have children were remembered. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. The Gemara says when in the Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua says, Me ein Shman Esrei, the short Shman Esrei, what does he mean? Rav says it's a kitzur of each of the 18 brachas. Shmuel says, we say Havineinu, the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and one in the middle called Havineinu, which summarizes the basic thoughts of each of the middle of the 12 brachas. But Abaye gave a curse to anyone who said Havineinu in Shmon Esrei, and he says that the person should only say it b'shas hadchak if it's impossible to say the regular Shmon Esrei. However, Havineinu cannot be said on Matzoi Shabbos or Matzoi Yontif, since at these times one is mechuyev to say Havdalah in Chenin Hadas. Rabbi Yehoshua said that if the Chachamim were to formulate an abbreviated Havdalah phrase to be put in Havineinu on Matzoi Shabbos, it may bring someone to believe that Havdalah corresponds to its own independent bracha, which we know it doesn't. Havdalah is always put in Chayin Hadas. It's not its own individual bracha. If someone in the winter forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasha, then he must repeat Hishmon Esrei. But if he forgot the same Talamatar, if he remembers before Shema'a Tefillah, he can insert it in that bracha. If he remembers after that, then he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. The Rishonim, by the way, say that if one remembers that he forgot Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham before the end of Mechayei HaMesim, he can insert it there. If one is misupik, if he said Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham, if it's during the first 30 days, then he must go back and say Shmon Esrei, because until he has said Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham for 30 days, he has a chazaka that he hasn't said it, which means if he's misupik, mistama, he did not say it. If, however, it's after the first 30 days, then he has a chazaka that he did say it, then he doesn't have to go back. Of course, we should mention the eights of the Chai Adam, when this man, the time comes to begin saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham, or to begin saying V'sein Talamatar, it's a good idea for a person to simply say the few words before Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham, B'chayim Esi Matar Avla Yeshia Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham, say that 90 times to himself, so this practically will get him used to saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMayir HaGasham, and then takes him out of this negative chazaka, but puts him in a chazaka of having said it, for 30 days, or having said it 90 different times. The Gemara says that if a Matzoi Shabbos, however, one forgot Atachin Antanu, then he doesn't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei, since he can make the Havdalah of Atachin Antanu, he can make the Havdalah al HaKais, when he makes the regular Havdalah on the cup of wine. If a person on Rosh Chodesh or on Yontav forgot to say Yal B'Yavai, if he remembers before the end of Shmon Esrei, he should go back to Ritzei. But once he stepped back and finished Shmon Esrei, then he must repeat the entire Shmon Esrei. This, of course, does not apply to the night of Rosh Chodesh. If the night of Rosh Chodesh on Maariv, in Maariv, a person forgot to say Yal V'Yavai, then he does not have to go back. Otherwise, in any other Yal V'Yavai instance, if a person finished Shmon Esrei, he must go back and repeat the entire Shmon Esrei. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to time one's tefillah at Dimdumei Chama, meaning that a person should say tefillah Shachris by the Netzach Chama and Mincha by Shkia, since the eighth Ratzon is at the highest point at that time. But in Ma'arava, they curse the person who davened Mincha at Shkia, since by leaving it up to the last minute, he may come to miss the entire Zman Mincha completely. The Nusach of the Tefillah Kutzara, according to the Acherim, asks Hashem to help us with Parnasa and give each person what he needs. Eliyahu told Rabbi Yehuda, don't lose your temper and you won't sin. Don't get drunk and you won't sin. And when you travel, ask Rishus from your Creator and then you should go. This is referring to the Tefillah Saderach, which we say when we travel, even today. Daf Lamed. Tefillah Saderach should be said B'Loshen Rabim. The beginning Zman of Tefillah Saderach is when one starts to travel, i.e. after he gets at least 70 amas past the last house in town. And he can say it until he has traveled a parsa. The Gemara says finally, all of Klal Yisrael is Mispal toward Yerushalayim, since this is the high point for all of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Musaf is only said B'chaver Ir, if there is a minion in the city. The Chachamim say, even if there is no minion. The Gemara says, the halacha is that a yachid does have a chiyuv to daven musaf. Finally, Rabbanan Amar Rav says, if someone forgot to say Yal V'Yavai in Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, since Beis Din only did Kiddush HaChodesh by day, not by night. And in fact, this is the halacha. If a person forgot Yal V'Yavai on Yontav, then he always has to go back and say Shmon Esrei again. But if he forgot on Rosh Chodesh, by day, he has to go back. At night, he does not have to go back. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the fifth parak, Ein Oimdin. And the Mishnah says, when one daven Shmon Esrei, he should be in a state of humility. In fact, the Hasidim HaRishonim used to prepare themselves an hour before davening, so they would have the proper state of mind. And if a melech interrupts a person, even if a melech, one should not stop davening. Gemara. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak says that we learn the inyan of Kovid Reish by Tefillah from the pasuk which says, "Ivduesh Hashem biyira, v'gila birada." Tefillah should be said in a state of fear, and happiness should have a backdrop of trembling, i.e., b'makom gila, sham tehira ada. Where there is joy, there should also be trembling, i.e., there should be a happy medium. The Gemara says, Marbre de Ravina made a chasana for his son, and he saw that the Rabbanim were unusually lighthearted. So he broke an expensive glass in front of them, so they'd get a bit more serious. Taisus at the top of Lamed Aleph says that this Maisa is the makor for our minig for the chasan to break a glass under the chuppah at a chasana. Daf Lamed Aleph. Reb Zera said the Bnos Yisrael were machmer, even today, to observe 7 days of Zayin Nikiyim, of Nida or Zava, anytime they see even a drop of blood, even if they just see a small drop, a tipas dam kechardel. The Gemara says one should not damage shmona esrei if they are ba'atzvus, if they're sad, ba'atzlus, if they're lazy, or kalas reish, lightheaded, but rather it should be done b'simcha shel mitzvah. The Gemara says when someone davens, they should have kavana, i.e. they should know what the words mean. The Gemara says al yipater adam echavera al mitoich dvar halacha, shem mitoich kach zeichreu. When a person leaves his friend, he should always finish with a matter of halacha, so that he therefore should remember him. Rabbi Akiva used to daven with the tzibur. He would shorten his tefillah so as not to cause tircha de tzibura, because they would really want to wait for him. But when he daven biyachidus, then he would say a long Shemoneh Esrei. From the tefillah of Chana, we learn many hilchas tefillah, including one should not say Shemoneh Esrei out loud, and one shouldn't daven if they are drunk. Chana prayed to Hashem to have a child, using the double term of imra tira. She pressured Hashem by threatening, so to say, to seclude herself with a strange man, so she would become a saita, have to drink the mei saita, be proven innocent, and therefore then be rewarded with a child. Finally, at a time of sakana, 3 areas of a woman's behavior are checked: hadlakas neris, nida, and chala. Daf Amud Beis. Because of the averas of Klal Yisrael, Moshe became weak and was unable to talk to Hashem, but eventually he regained his strength and said to Hashem, "If you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, I will not leave you alone." The Lashon of Vayechal is a Lashon of Hachalehu, urging Hashem to annul the Gzeira of Hashem for the Egel Hazav. In the end, Hashem gave into Moshe's request, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti, Kidvarecha. Reb Simloi said, first someone should say Shvach to Hashem, then ask for his need. And in fact, Tefillah is even greater than just a person who has Maisim Tevim. Reb Yechanan said, any Kohen who kills someone is not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim, because it disturbs the Duchanim. If one has a broken heart, the best etza is Torah. The Gemara says there are 4 things that need constant strengthening by a person: Torah, Maisim Tovim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means an occupation. There are 12 constellations, mazalos, in the sky. Each one has 30 hosts, which each have 30 legions, and within them are millions of stars. Finally, when davening, one cannot respond to a melech if he is Jewish, but if he's a non-Jewish king, he can respond because of pikuach nefesh. Daf Lamed Gimel, the next Mishnah. The mentioning of Geshem, Mashiv Haruach Umered HaGashem, is done in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim in Shemoneh Esrei, and the request of a saint Talamotar is mentioned in the bracha of Parnasa, which is Baruch Aleinu. Finally, Havdalah is mentioned in Chayin Hadas. Rabbi Akiva says, Havdalah Atachan Antanu is a separate bracha. Rabbi Eliezer says, this bracha of Havdalah is mentioned in Maidim. Gemara. Geshem is mentioned in Tchias HaMesim, since it's on the same Madrega as Tchias HaMesim. Talumotar is mentioned in Baruch Aleinu, since Baruch Aleinu talks about Parnasa. And Havdalah is mentioned in Chayin Hadas, since it's a chachma to distinguish between different things. And since, also, it's a request for our week to come together with a bracha, we put it in the first bracha of Chol, which is Atachayin. And Rabbami said, Deya is so chashav that it's put into Shemoneh Esrei as the first bracha. After Atachayin is the regular basis, the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, the first of the brachas of Bakashas is Atachayin. The Gemara says that originally, people made Havdalah only in Shemoneh Esrei, Atachan Antanu. Then, when Parnasa improved, they said that one should be Mavdal on wine. Eventually, the Tachana was to say it both in Maariv, but if one can afford it, he should also make Havdalah on wine. What if someone made Havdalah on a Kais? Does he have to make Havdalah in Tefillah as well? Nachum Ben Yitzchak says, it's a Kal V'chaymer. If the Iker Tachana of Havdalah was in Tefillah, and if one says it in Tefillah, he still must be Mavdal on a Kais, Kal v'chaymer, if one says Havdalah on a kais, which wasn't a takana, surely one must be Mavdal on Tefillah, where there was a takana. And Rav Acha Aricha added, one who mentions Havdalah in Tefillah is more meshubach, more praiseworthy, than one who says Havdalah on wine. Aye, but if one says it in Tefillah, isn't al hakais a bracha al hakais now a bracha shein etzricha? Rava said that the halacha is just like by Kiddush. Even though you already said it in Shmon Esrei, Friday night, you must repeat it at home in a regular Kiddush, so too by Havdalah. Even though you already said it in Shmon Esrei, you still repeat it at home, al hakais, when you make Havdalah. The mitzvah, by the way, to recite Kiddush on Shabbos in the evening, is learned from the pasuk of Zachar Asyama Shabbos Lekatshe, and from there we see, as Taisus in Psachim, Daf Kufa Mamen Aleph says, that it's a mitzvah daraisa. The Magen Avram, in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, infers from the fact that our Gemara refers to Kiddush during Maariv, that one fulfills the daraisa of Kiddush during Maariv, by making the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, and the Kiddush that one says after Maariv when he goes home, that's only Midrabanan. The Gemara says, when Yontav falls on Motzai Shabbos, they were Mesakein in Bavel, that we add into the Shemona Esrei of Yontav a special bracha of Atay Dienu, which is the Havdalah that separates Shabbos and Yontav, placed in Shemona Esrei before Vatitein Lanu, the Mishnah. If one says, on the bird's nest, Yerachamim exist, referring to the mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, or if he says, because of the good you've done, your name should be remembered, or if a person says, Maidim, Maidim, in all these instances, we say, Mishat Genoise, we silence him. And the Gemara says, by Maidim, Maidim, we silence him because it gives the impression that there are two creators. And if a person says, for all the good you've done, that's not proper either, since we're supposed to thank Hashem for all that he's done, not just the good that he's done. Chayev Adam Levarech Al Hara, Kishem Shemavarech Al Hatayf. What's wrong if the person talks about Kan Tzipor, the Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the birds? The Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is because if a person says this, it implies that Hashem created the mitzvah just out of Rachamim. For a reason, because of Rachamim. And we know this would get people to believe that mitzvahs were created for reasons, and not all mitzvahs were created for specific reasons. Second tarot the Gemara gives is because it caused jealousy amongst other creatures. Rabbi Chanina said, HaKol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything comes from shamayim except yira shamayim, which a person decides on. Rabbi Chanina asked, Otu yira shamayim milsa zutrahi? Is the fear of Hashem such a small thing? For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. Gabi Moshe, in the presence of Moshe, in his generation, it was easy to be a Yerushamayim because of Moshe's influence. The Baal Shem Tov suggests that this alludes to the necessity of having a Rebbe. Yerushamayim does not exist in a vacuum. He who doesn't have a Rebbe will not reach the heights of Yerushamayim. Finally, the Gemara says, one who says Shema, Shema, we silence him as if he said Maidim, Maidim. Daf Lamed Daled, the Mishnah. A Shliach Tzibur who makes a mistake, for example, he skipped a bracha, if he is confused, we replace him, and the new chazan begins from the mistaken or from the deleted bracha. Beberchas Kainim, the shliach tzibur should not answer amen after each of the words of the kohanim. So he says yivarechacha, the kohanim say yivarechacha. He says Hashem, the kohanim say Hashem, v'yishmerecha, v'yishmerecha. Well, even though the kohal says amen after that, the chazan does not answer amen because he may get confused. And if the shatz is the only kohen in the shul, he should not duchen, since again he might get confused, unless he's very confident that he will not be confused. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Chaf paskins that when there are other Kohanim in Shul who can do Birchas Kohanim, the Shliach Tzibur should not perform Birchas Kohanim, even if he's confident that he will not get confused. The Gemara. If someone is offered the opportunity to be a Baal Tefillah, he should first refuse, then eventually agree to be the Chazan. There are three things that a little bit of it is good, but a lot of it is not. Salt, leavening, and refusal. Rabbi Yaakov said, anyone who asks Rachamim for his friend does not have to mention the specific name of his friend in his tefillas. These are the brachas in Shmona Esrei when a person bows down. Avos at the beginning and the end, and the Haidah at the beginning and the end. And if he wants to bow on other brachas, we tell him not to, except a Kohen Gadol or a Melech, who get to bow more, i.e. the greater you are, the more humble you need to be before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next Mishnah. If one daven Shmon Esrei and makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for him. If a Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, it's a bad simon for the Tzibur, since we say Shluchai Shladim Kamaisai. He's like everybody in the Tzibur, if he's their Shliach. The Gemara. One should try to have Kavanah by all the brachas of Shmon Esrei, but at least by the brachas of Avos. Finally, when the Nevi'im prophesied about the future, it's referring to Yemais HaMashiach. But regarding Olam Haba, it was not revealed, and Shmuel said, Ein Bein Olam Hazel Yemais HaMashiach El Shibud Malchios Bilvad. This marks the end of this parak.